Blog Talk Radio.
Today's early bird secret password is plow.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show, where we give away more chicken coops and chicken-related prizes than anyone else on the planet. We are often imitated, but never duplicated. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer, author of The Chicken Whisperer's Guide to Keeping Chickens. My co-host is Pat Foreman, author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles. Today is Wednesday, August 8th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Each week, we welcome experts in their field to share their knowledge about different topics, including backyard poultry, show poultry, heritage poultry, gardening, cooking, and, of course, living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Be sure to visit our website, chickenwhisperer.com, where you can follow us on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. Once again, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Snap Lock Chicken Coops, the American-made, maintenance-free, plastic hen house. With its double-wall construction and adjustable ventilation, it's the perfect year-round home for your small flock. It will not fade or rot and is unaffected by rain, sun, heat, cold, or chemicals. The removable litter and nesting trays make cleaning a breeze. Every access point is lockable for maximum predator resistance. Snap-lock chicken coops weigh just 40 pounds and snap together in minutes. So spend more time enjoying your flock and less time building and maintaining your coop. For additional information, please visit snaplockchickencoops.com. Also available at mypetchicken.com, critter-cages.com, and chickensforbackyards.com. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is Wednesday. It is hump day here on the radio show. And like we always tell you great folks, if you can tune in every day at noon, then I guarantee your day will go by faster, your week will go by faster, and next thing you know, you'll be tuning in and I'll be saying it's Fun Friday. And we'll be giving away a lot of great prizes here on the radio show. So we thank you all for tuning in. We did have an early bird secret password that was announced early on. So if you were a good student today and were arrived in the classroom on time before the bell rang, then you'll be eligible to win this really cool prize from one of our great sponsors, which we'll tell you about here in a few minutes. So very, very good. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We'll get started here with that in a few minutes. We've got the founder and owner of the Chicken Fountain, which is an all-new nipple waterer designed for us backyard chicken keepers. And it's designed where you can add additives to it, like if you want to add wormer to it, if you want to add apple cider vinegar, anything like that. So it's a pretty neat design. I will be getting one in the mail here shortly to try out. So we'll see, and I'm looking forward to that. So we've got the owner and creator of that waterer. They'll be on here first. And then a little later in the show, we're going to welcome the owner of Treats for Chickens. And they've been in business, I think, for a couple of years now. And I believe they're based out in California. They've got a new a line of treats out specifically for chickens. And they'll be on telling us a little bit about their product a little bit later as well. So we've got a pretty good show for you today. Also tomorrow, Richard Frudenberger is going to be here. He is the publisher of Backhoe Magazine. He'll be joining us. One of my favorite shows. I mean, I love them all, but the second and fourth Thursdays seem to be just my favorite because I learn so much about things that we're really interested in regarding the homestead. So all kinds of neat topics that Richard brings to the table here on the radio show. Tomorrow's topic happens to be speedy compost. How to compost faster and still get great, nutritious compost. So that'll be tomorrow, kind of how to speed up the process naturally to get our compost so we're not waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for this to compost to get back in our garden, to get back in our soil. So it's going to be a really great show tomorrow. And then, of course, Friday, we've got very special guest, Dr. Bridget McCray. I'm sure she'll be joining us as well. But she has a couple of students that attended a big poultry event up in Athens, up in at the University of Georgia. They not only presented with some topics, but they also learned a lot about some topics. So they're going to be here Friday. I know we have at least two of her poultry science majors that will actually be here. And they will they'll be here and they'll be sharing some related topics about poultry and poultry science. So it'll be good for them and public speaking and whatnot. It'll be good for us. We'll be able to learn some things. If you weren't able to attend that conference up at UGA, which I was not, I was on the road, but I was invited. So one of those things as well. So we've got a great lineup this week. Let me just see what's in store for next week. Let me look at the calendar here. Let's see, the second Monday, of course, next Monday, as always, Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, will be here, founder of First State Vet Supply. Next Tuesday, it looks like we'll have the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy, a great, great program with the ALBC. And if you'll give me a second, I will tell you what the topic's going to be next week on Tuesday when we welcome the ALBC. Jeanette Berenger will be talking about a rare goat project in British Columbia and her trip there, actually, to research them. So very, very cool about that. That'll be next Tuesday here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer when we welcome the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. Let's see. Next Wednesday, it will be Garden Wise Living with Arlena. We'll have another great year-round gardening topic next Wednesday. Next Thursday, poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist, Dr. Bridget McCray, PhD, will be joining us. I'll tell you that topic here in a minute. And then next Friday, of course, will be a fun Friday. Let me see what Dr. McCray is going to be talking about next Thursday. Just to tickle your fancy a little bit here, let me go over here to this file I've got with her yearly schedule on it, and I'll let you know what the topic's going to be next week. Hello. Here we go. It was slow to open. see. It's going to be on this. Let's see. Feeding for the seasons. Feeding for the different seasons. So that'll be next Thursday with poultry scientist Dr. Bridget McCrae. So we've got that going on. Let me see if we got anything else down here that happened via email I wanted to share about you. See anything else related? Not exactly right now. Let's see what this is rolling in here. Hobby Farmers Association in Augusta, Georgia, not too far from me. Interesting. All righty. We may have them on the show a little bit later. They just sent me over an email and probably wanted to come on the show and inform me about some of their great works they do. So we'll get that maybe here in a couple of weeks. Chat room is slowly but surely filling up. Let's see who we got in there. We got Andrea. Hey, where's Andreas been? He's from over the pond. He's from Norway, and he hadn't tuned in a little while. Maybe he's having some computer issues. He used to join us on a regular basis, Andreas from Norway. But we got Andrea. Bard Rock, BYC386. No, he's down in Florida, East Dallas Dave. Several guests in the chat room today. Welcome. We encourage you to register. You can register with your Facebook account, your Twitter account, or create one on Blog Talk Radio. Get your own unique, fun, and creative screen name, and then you can join us in the chat room. And join and make some great friends. We've got Jesse. We've got Linda. We've got New Dawn Farm Girl. We got, Pure Surplus. We've got Ruth. Welcome back, Ruth. And we've got Walter in Connecticut. How you guys doing up there in Connecticut? I guess that's more Jersey than Connecticut, but there's a chance, Walter, we might get up there this November. It all depends on the weather. You know as well as I, we'll not be posting the secret password on Facebook because it's an early bird secret password, Linda. And what we do is at the beginning of the show, those exquisite students that arrive in the classroom on time here have access to the early bird secret password, hence early bird secret password. And if you're here on time, then I'll announce a secret password. And then if you're the right caller, when we start the contest, which we'll start it here in a minute, then you will then you can win the awesome prize for today. So early bird, there's a bonus for actually getting here on time. So no problem there. Where was I when Linda interrupted me? Oh, yeah, going up to get the blazer. Exactly, Walter. So let's see what we got. We're going up to speak at the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy Annual Conference. That's the 9th and 10th of November in Cary, North Carolina. After that, either before that or after that, we'll either make that the start of kind of a week-long thing or the end or of a week-long thing. But nonetheless, and we may not get up to the Northeast based on weather. I don't want to be driving my truck, and even though it's four-wheel drive, dragging a 5,000-pound camper behind me, not going to be fun in the snow. So we may not thanks. So not sure if we'll get it in the Northeast in November. We may head out more towards there could be snow anywhere in November, but I may head back over towards St. Louis, Louisville, come down through Louisville, Kentucky, maybe hit Nashville again, and then come down through there. So, I'm not a big fan of driving in the snow. I was taught very well from my father, who taught me how to drive, and I don't want to – where's some wood I can knock on? 43 years old, no wrecks, no tickets. Right here, buddy. Right here. Yeah, knock on wood. Yeah, not a big fan. I got four-wheel drive, but the problem is down here that you Yankees don't understand. And I've talked to Yankees, and I've got sponsors that are Yankees that have been stuck in Atlanta when we've had ice storms, and they're like, no wonder you can't drive in this crap, because I can't drive in this crap, and I was born driving in the snow, because it's not snow, it's ice. We'll get 3 inches of ice on the ground, and then it'll get a dusting of snow over it. You think you're driving on snow, but you're driving on an ice rink, and then you bump into everybody. So, and let me tell you, I assure you, there are more Yankees in Atlanta now than there are original folks like me. And you just look... And you just look at the accidents that happen when it's driving down here. It's so funny. So, they all move down here, and then they think they can drive in it. It snows, and they can't drive in it because it's a sheet of ice. I don't care if you got 9-wheel drive, you can't drive on ice.
So it's one of those things that has even surprised the Yankees when they move down and think, oh, I'm from the north, I can drive in this stuff. And what gets me, I love this, what gets me is the soccer moms getting their SUVs. Here's the key. They're two-wheel drive SUVs, and they think because it's this big monstrosity SUV, they can drive better in the snow, when in all actuality, it's worse in the snow because it's light on the back end. It's so light back there where the power is on the big Suburbans and the big Tahoes and things, and the Ford Explorers and Excursions and things. So it's so funny. You're better off in a little Nissan front wheel drive car than you ever will be in a two wheel drive SUV down here or up there, I'm sure. So it's pretty funny. But anywho, how about that for a tangent? So it's one of those things. But yeah, I've had folks that it's funny. They'll say, that's great. It's just funny when I talk to them about the ice that we've got down here and then driving in it. And, I'm from the north, but I can't drive in this either. All righty, let's get on with the radio show here. We thank you very much for tuning in. All the over-the-road truck drivers that listen to the show, we thank you very much. All the homeschoolers that listen to the show. I was thinking about this morning getting started with Jen's portion of her teaching and her school about starting and filming some things out in the garden, getting ready to plant our fall garden, and some of the curriculum we could use for her classroom and her students, really for her whole school, because when we stream live with her, the whole school is eligible to participate. So we're really looking forward to that and doing some live streaming for her class. And but we thank you too, homeschoolers that listen to the show and add this show to your curriculum, and also all of the feed and seed stores across the country that stream this radio show live to your customers. We thank you very much for doing that. We appreciate you. All righty, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines, and we're going to, let's see what we got over here. You know what? Actually, we're going to go to a short commercial, and then we're going to come back, go to the phone lines, and we're going to welcome the owner and founder of a new company and a new product, the Chicken Fountain. And when we come back, we'll welcome him. He's going to tell us all about his product, and why it's unique, and why he thinks it's a great product. And he's a startup company, so we want to be real nice and welcome him to the show. And we'll do that right after this short, brief commercial break. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back with the owner and founder of the Chicken Fountain.
When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com, or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, technology you can trust.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Let's head on over to the phone lines, and give me just one second here. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Give me one second. Alrighty, there we go. And we'll head over here, get to the switchboard here. 50 calls. No, we got 50 lines that we've got here on our switchboard when we have contests and whatnot. So here we go. Let's head over to the phone lines, and we're going to welcome Frank with the Chicken Fountain. Hey, Frank, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Andy, for having me on the show today. This is fantastic. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're very welcome. We love small business. We love startup. We were all startup at one time, and there's a lot of them out there. Even the big boys had to start up at one point. So, you know, we like to reach out, especially if it's chicken, poultry related, homestead related, farming related, gardening related, anything like that, especially with new products that are starting out and need that extra boost and kind of need to get the product out there. That's what we're all about, supporting each other. So we're just thrilled that you could come on and talk about and share your product. Tell us a little bit about about first, as we get started, kind of your background, which may be in research and development and products and things like that, just briefly about your background, and then kind of roll us through a timeline of kind of did you have chickens? Did you have other waterers? Did you not like them? Did you think there was a better way? And then, you know, the process of developing this new chicken fountain, and then we'll actually talk about the chicken fountain and why it's and why you think it's such an awesome product. So a little bit about your background and kind of how the path started for you to where you're at regarding the chicken fountain.
All right. Well, a number of years ago, my wife and I had made a decision that we wanted to raise our little boys up in a environment that was more country atmosphere, where we had a little bit of land, the boys could learn how to work on a tractor, they could get their hands dirty and stay off of the Nintendos and the television sets. And so we made the decision to sell our home and move to a small farm in Davidson, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And there, you know, the boys have learned, you know, how to change the oil and how to raise goats. We have a couple of pygmy goats that we got that were orphaned, and we also got them chickens a number of years ago. And the chicken process for us was new. It was new for me. My background really was a logistics background. I've always been a hands-on kind of guy. Really enjoyed getting dirty and just working on the farm and doing things around here. But my background was really not in research and development. As we got involved with the chickens, we just had a small flock at the time. But when the boys started school, their teacher asked me if I would do a chicken project for them. So we got an incubator, and we got a number of fertile eggs, and before we knew it, our flock had grown from 10 to about 50.
Yep.
You know, because once they hatched, the school didn't want them anymore. So they came back here to the farm, and that was part of the deal. They came here, and the nightmare began with trying to keep up with the chickens. We quickly built a coop to accommodate everyone. We actually converted a stall in our barn into a chicken coop that works wonderful.
Yeah.
But it was a nightmare trying to keep their water clean. I would go down to the barn and we had the big 3-gallon waterers. We would put them out, but the chickens would kick litter in them. Their droppings would get in them. It was just nasty. I mean, it was just so nasty to clean them out. And I'm the kind of guy who kind of gets all into a project. So I was really into chickens, or I am really into chickens. And I was reading a lot of documentation on, you know, water requirements for chickens and how diseases can be transmitted with wild birds and with rodents that get into them, and how, you know, how important water is to a chicken. Well, you know, we treat our chickens like we treat ourselves. I mean, we want clean water. When I pour a glass of water out of the sink, and I expect my chickens to get the same thing, clean water. Mm-hmm. So I bought several different automated waterers, and I am absolutely not here to knock anybody's product, because everybody's product that's out there has a place. But there was really nothing that I could put my arms around and say, you know, this is it. This is solves all of my problems. There were some sealed systems that used a low-pressure regulator that I would, you know, that I could hook up and use the nipple drippers on it. And matter of fact, the one that I bought about 2 months afterwards, the regulator went bad. So every time the chickens hit the nippler, 60 pounds of pressure was blowing out. They were getting a shower. I was a big supporter of apple cider vinegar in my chickens' water. The chickens really love it. My mom is 91 years old, still alive, thank God, and she takes apple cider vinegar. She swears by it.
Yeah.
apple cider vinegar has medicinal purposes. So we give it to our chickens as well as take it ourselves. But there was no way on these sealed systems to be able to get the apple cider vinegar into the system. So, you know, again, I used some of the drop cups that the chickens, as the water level went down, it would fill the dish back up. And my chickens would find a way to roost, or they would get dirt in it, and again, those had to be cleaned out. So they say, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention. So I set my mind to saying, you know what, I'm going to figure this out for myself. And I had some requirements. I said, I want the system to be small enough that if I want to move it somewhere, I can easily move it. I don't want to ever have to refill it. I want it to do it all by itself. I hook it up, and it takes care of itself. That's one less thing on the farm that I've got to do is let the water take care of itself. I knew I wanted to be able to add apple cider vinegar or wazine or whatever I was using as a supplement into my chicken's waters. So I also knew I didn't want any special plumbing. You know, it had to be really simple. So I built a couple of prototypes, and they didn't work out well. And about 2.5 years ago, I built this particular unit that I still have, matter of fact, hanging on the side of our barn, because our chicken's free range now, and they use it on the side of the barn. And we had a big party at our house, and some people saw it who also have backyard chickens, and they said, "Where did you buy that?" And I said, "I didn't. I made it." So I ended up making them one, and then my next-door neighbor, they have 60 chickens. They said, "Hey, can we get a hold of one of those?" And I made one for them, and a friend of mine has peacocks, and he said, "Will it work on peacocks?" I said, "I don't know. Let's find out." So we built one for him, and his peacocks loved it, and that's how we kind of got steam with this. Everybody who got it loved it. They said, "You're never going to take this back away from me. This thing is fantastic." So, you know, I've had mine hanging on the side of the barn for 2.5 years, and I have never done anything at all to it other than about once every week, once every 2 weeks, I just hit a nipple to make sure it's still filling with water. You know, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. I'm so used to it that I do have to check it just to make sure nobody turned off the garden hose and the system's not refilling itself. But I've never, you know, people ask me, how often do we clean it? Well, I've never cleaned it. In 2.5 years, I've never cleaned it. Matter of fact, I opened it yesterday just to kind of take a look, and the water is as crystal clear in there as the day we first started using it. So our system is really, it's called a semi-sealed passive flow automated watering system. And what that means is the semi-sealed part is it's sealed to all the exterior elements. Water's not going to get in there. Dirt's not going to get in there. Your chickens aren't going to get in there. But you can get in there when you want to add your supplements or your apple cider vinegar. The passive flow part means that the dripper heads are under no pressure at all other than the pressure of the water column that's behind the dripper. So the weight of the water is the only pressure that's on the dripper. Our dripper heads are producing 126 drips a minute. So our total system, like a standard system, one with four heads on it, if it dripped the entire time, it would drip out 24 gallons of water a day. Now, obviously, you don't want that to happen. Your drippers seal up after your chickens use it. But that just goes to show that, you know, some people say, oh, chickens don't get enough water off of a nipple dripper. Mm-hmm. They don't consume enough water. And, you know, I beg to differ with that. You know, we're producing a steady flow of water out of our drippers. Our chickens love it. They never, you know, we've never had a problem. Chicken nipple waterers have been in use for 28 years in the poultry industry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, you know, those people that aren't big fans of drippers, you know, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but I would just ask them to really take a look at our system. You'll see the flow coming out of our system, that there's never a problem with enough water coming down to your chicken. Our automated part of it is, that's the really nice part, is our system hooks up to your garden hose, and that's it. You hang it on mm-hmm. You hang it on your fence, on your coop if you want. You hang it on the wall of your coop, however you want to hang it. You hook it up to the garden hose. You turn the garden hose on. It fills the system. The system automatically shuts off at a predetermined level. As your chickens drink down the water, the water control valve automatically opens back up and fills it back to the normal level. Our system is very small. Our mini system only holds 1 gallon of water. Our standard system holds 1.5 gallons of water. And our mega system, like the one we'll be sending you, Andy, that holds 2 gallons of water. That's important because if, you know, during the summer, a chicken drinks about 0.5 liters of water a day. We're turning the entire amount in that system at least once a day. So we're constantly getting fresh water into that system. So at no time does it go stagnant and allow algae and that slimy stuff to grow inside your system, which was really important to me.
Okay, now I'm looking at the picture on your website, folks.
Yes, sir.
You can go and look at this as well. It's chickenfountain.com, chickenfountain.com. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, www.chickenfountain.com, and we posted it in the chat room for everybody to take a look at. And I just went to the picture of the I went to gallery on the menu, and then there are two pictures pop up, and I clicked on the second one that has a little bit closer view up, so you can kind of walk us through. Of course, you've got a mount there, and of course, like you said, you can mount it on the fence inside the coop, have on the outside of your coop, looks like from this here.
Right.
Just about anywhere you want to. It looks like pretty simple mounting. And this one here has got the two nipple drinkers on the bottom of it.
Right, that's our mini system right there.
Right. Now, I'm looking over here how the hose comes around and hooks to this unit.
Right.
And I'm looking at some type of flexi hose here, it looks like. Is that now, can a garden hose hook directly up to this?
Right, directly to that. Stainless steel high burst hose that we include with our system.
Okay.
That hooks to the bottom of the water control valve. The system can be used manually. Don't get me wrong. If people want to refill their system manually, we supply them with a plug that goes into the bottom, and you can just add your water into the top of the unit. We've actually sold some to people who don't have plumbing out to their coop yet.
Right.
And they still wanted a unit. And in the wintertime, some people are in parts of the country that they are concerned about their hose freezing. We actually sell, and it will be up on the website on next week, a heater system. It's a 44-watt foil heater that drops down into the top of the reservoir and prevents the system from freezing during the wintertime. Now, people do have to take precaution to make sure their garden hose doesn't freeze. I utilize a heat tape on my garden hose, and it keeps it from freezing all winter long, and it keeps water flowing into my chicken fountain all winter long. I've never had a problem with freeze up. We actually have a unit sitting right now inside a deep freezer in our barn, and we've brought the temperature down to 5 degrees below zero,
mm-hmm.
And have the heater unit inside inside the fountain, and the temperature as of about 20 minutes ago, this we put in yesterday afternoon, the temperature of the water about 20 minutes ago was 54 degrees.
How about
that?
So
that's with the external temperature being at negative 5. So our heaters do a great job of keeping the system running all winter long.
That's great. So if you live in a cooler climate, your main concern, I mean, you can get this additional heater. Now, I'm looking at this thing. At the very top, I guess, of the reservoir, there's a red knob.
Right. There's a little red knob, and that's a pressure. That knob is actually twofold. That knob is a pressure release valve. What happens is as water is being filled into the system, air has to go somewhere. So that's a one-way valve that allows air to be expelled out of the system but does not allow anything to come into the system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, the nice part about it also is that's also a nipple dripper, okay? And what I put it there for was if anybody should happen to break one of their drippers on their system, they can go to that top valve, pull that off, put it onto their system, and we'll get them a replacement, but they can keep using their unit.
Okay, yeah, that makes total sense there. That's a bonus and great creativity as far as thinking about that. So if I've got irrigation down around the garden, we installed it about a year ago, and I can run off of that 3/4 inch. Water line that I got that irrigates my garden and goes to all my sprinklers and come off of that, and then I guess I can, you know, just come up off of there, and like I said, if I want to have a hose. But once I turn that water on, then I can just leave it on the whole time, and it's got direct feed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to this and your waterer, so I don't have to worry about that. I just turn it on at the faucet. I got a hose hooked up to the faucet and to your unit, to that flexi hose, and then it's on all the time, which, hey, my chickens have water and access to clean water all the time.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So that's great. I don't have to go out and out of the 5 gallon bucket. Now I got to clean it, and I got to wash it, got to fill it back up with water, and all that time consuming. And now I know that, like when we started a long time ago doing the apple cider vinegar, it was not necessarily for a health benefit, but more of a cleanliness issue, because we know water sitting there, whether it's for you or for pets or for garden or for whatever, algae can build up in that. And because of the apple cider vinegar, adding a little bit of that, we normally would put in about an eighth of a cup, somewhere between an eighth and a quarter of a cup for a 5 gallon bucket. And that was kind of our rule of thumb. We get just basically eyeballed it with the big gallon of apple cider vinegar. And you're talking about, you know, adding wazine and apple cider vinegar, vitamins and electrolytes, whatever you wanted to add. Walk us through that process of how you would do that with this unit.
It's very, very simple. As I said, the mini unit holds 1 gallon of water. The standard holds 1.5, and the mega holds 2 gallons. All you do is that little cap on top of the water reservoir that you saw the little knob on, lift that up, dump the appropriate amount of, I use 1 ounce of apple cider vinegar to 1 gallon of water. So on my standard system, I'm holding 1.5 gallons. I put an ounce and a half, I just drop an ounce and a half of water right down into that top reservoir, put the top on, and I'm done.
Perfect.
That's simple.
So that you're adding, basically, if that reservoir you're saying, I think you said, well, that big one that you're sending me, I think you said holds 2 gallons of water?
Holds 2 gallons.
So I would just base that on whatever I was going to add based on 2 gallons, and
a
I would add that.
Correct.
Gotcha. And then is there a formula, and I'm sure because you talked about how many gallons, if however many drippers and how many gallons for a day period, does it come with the water where I can based on the large water that I'm getting, based on 2 gallons, I can figure then how much of additive I need to add to that. But is there a formula you'll send with that saying, this is about when that's going to be depleted and it's time to add more additive, because those 2 gallons have probably been depleted from what you've added. See what I'm saying? So I'll know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So we know, for example, on the type of unit that you're going to get, in the summertime, 16 birds will turn that entire system in one 12-hour period if they consume the typical 0.5 liters per day. So 16 birds will completely deplete that system, and it'll replenish itself.
Okay. One day. That's easy to remember, too. We're probably going to have about 16 birds.
There you go. Perfect.
Once we get our major setup completed. Again, we're doing videos for Tractor Supply on the setup.
Right.
So we'll do. We'll probably have 16, maybe 20, and that'll be just kind of easy for us, and that'll work great because we can say, okay, well, today I'm going to add some more vitamins, electrolytes. Bam.
Bam. Done.
There, and I'm done for the whole day based on that number of birds. Or I guess if you just have 8 birds, then you're thinking maybe 2 days.
Exactly.
There, so that works great.
Yeah, it's important to make sure you get the right size unit. You know, our small unit handles up to 6 birds. Our medium unit handles up to 16 birds. But, you know, we can boost that a little bit by adding a couple of more nipples if somebody would want that on our medium-sized unit. And then our large unit handles 40-plus. We use the formula. I don't like to force more than 3 to 4 birds per nipple. I don't like to allocate more than 3 or 4 birds per nipple. I noticed on the Internet there are some sites that say, you know, you can use up to 17 birds per nipple. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's way too much. I don't think the birds should be waiting to get to their water. I like the formula 3 to 4 birds per nipple, and that way there's no crowding at the waterer. You know, they just flow to it. You know, we never have had chickens waiting in line. You know, at 17 birds per nipple, you could end up with a lot of chickens waiting to get water.
Tell us about for people who may be wanting to order this today, tomorrow, when they get their next paycheck, say, this looks great, I'm going to order one of these. Explain to them what they can expect when they mount this, what type of training they'll need to do to get their birds. If they're used to a good old 5-gallon bucket waterer, 5-gallon waterer, and all of a sudden you put this up, when would you recommend saying then removing the 5-gallon once you see them, all the birds using this effectively, and how would you train or implement this so your birds know how to use the nipple system?
We provide some training information on site, and what we also do is we include a couple of they're simple rubber bands that have kind of a knot for all intents and purposes. And what we ask you to do is remove their current water source, and let's not do this on a 105-degree day, you know, but remove their current water source. Take one of the rubber bands. It goes around the feeder arm with the nipple, and it holds the dripper open. And it allows the dripper to drip, 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 drip. Chickens are extremely inquisitive. The first hen or rooster will come over, and they will start pecking at that water, because they see it dripping out. It's very tempting to them. Once they start pecking it, they realize, oh, this is water. And what we found is once one of them in the flock starts hitting those nipples, the rest of the flock will follow in suit. They imitate each other. Mm-hmm. In most cases, it takes about 30 minutes. It did take a little bit longer with the peacocks. The peacocks took us about 5 or 6 hours, but once we got them on it, they were fine. They realized that that's where their water was coming from, and they used it instead of a regular drinking fountain. Mm-hmm. But there are instructions in the box that will tell you exactly how to train your flock. And it's really a simple process. The entire process, when you receive your box, inside your box is everything you need to hook up your chicken fountain. We actually ship it with the 2 feeder arms that have the nipples on it. We ship it without those connected. And the reason we do that is strictly because of the cost of shipping, UPS shipping. It was astronomical to ship it fully assembled. So we don't put the two feeder arms on. But what we do do is we provide you with alignment marks so when you go to put your arms on, you know how to align them properly. And we even include the glue in the box that you need. So if you're out somewhere and you don't have the glue, we don't want you running all the way into your local home improvement store just to get the glue. It's coming with the box. Inside the box is also the hangers. If the mega unit, like you'll be getting, has four hangers on it, the other ones have two hangers on it. Included with the hangers are the nails to even put it into the coop. So really, everything is included in that box to hook up, to install and hook up your chicken fountain.
Okay. A couple of questions here, and then we'll kind of wrap up. One question is, you said you had one of these in your deep freezer, -5 degrees. You've got, which will soon be on the website, kind of a heating element that drops in to the top of the unit, which, of course, will keep all the water in the unit from freezing. You, as the farm owner, would have to do or figure out how to keep your hose from freezing, but you at least will have a product that will keep your product from freezing in the wintertime. The one question in the chat room was, would that even prevent, and I guess you know this because you've got one in a deep freeze now, from the small little opening there at the nipple from freezing as well because the inside is heated, or have you had any issues with the nipple actually freezing?
I have not had any issues with the nipple freezing because of the water on the back side of that nipple is at 54 degrees, it transmits through the metal that comes through that nipple, so it's staying above freezing. So I'm not I have not had any problem with the nipples freezing up.
Very, very good. Very good. Now, is that what type of that heater element that you'll drop in, and I guess it'll somehow make a seal there where that opening is?
Right. What we do is we provide, when you buy the heater option, it will be the heater and then a new cap for the top. We call it our winter cap, which has a cutout in it that allows the electrical cord to be routed out of the reservoir.
Got it, right. So and then you just I guess that's just a simple plug-in into whatever power source you have
correct.
There. Gotcha. Okay.
And we'll also we're trying to source right now some. They're thermostatic controlled plugs, and basically what it does is it'll turn the unit on if the temperature gets to 35 degrees or below, and turn it off if the temperature outside is above 56 degrees.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. So it's not doesn't have to continually have power to it running the whole time. It's
correct.
Just when it needs it, based on the thermostat. Very, very cool. Well, I got another guest on hold. What I'm going to do is have you tell us how people can order, where they can see your website. We've already posted in the chat room. We've announced it, but I'll go ahead and have you tell them that. And basically, from the time they order, how long before it's shipped, and how long before they can get it? Is there any kind of warranty that comes with it? You know, if they have questions about it once they receive it, I'm sure they can send you emails about that. So how can people order this chicken fountain?
Well, to order it, just go to our website at www.chickenfountain.com. There you'll find our store. You can go in, and there's three units up there right now. We actually also sell replacement nipples if anybody just wanted to buy those. We'll soon have the heating elements up there next week. But you can go to that site and buy it. We're a small family farm. I build these myself in my barn as the orders come in. My kids help me out. You know, we have built some ahead of time. So if we, you know, for example, yesterday's orders that came in yesterday were shipped yesterday. I'd like to be able to tell you that we would always be able to do that, but you know, being a small family farm, it's tough to do that. You know, it would be great if it took a long time to ship you. That meant that we were so busy that we couldn't build enough of them. But that's just not the case. We're on it. you know, we had a customer over the weekend that emailed us on Sunday and said that they were going away. They really needed to have one. And we built it on Sunday and shipped it first thing Monday morning, and they got it UPS ground. So, you know, we're not far out at all. If you ordered today, we would ship within the next day or two and get it out to you by UPS ground.
Perfect. Have a shout out for you from I believe it's Jerry Lynn. Jerry Lynn says hello. So she's there in the chat room. I believe that's how you pronounce it. So she says hello to you. She's listening to you as lots of other your fans are. And you also have a Facebook page.
We do have a Facebook page.
The Chicken Fountain.
It's Chicken Fountain, The Chicken Fountain. Facebook.com/The Chicken Fountain. And that's just been such a humbling experience for us. We started with about 25 fans, and last I looked at it, we were up to 400. Yeah, 433
yeah.
fans, and I tell you, I get goosebumps every time I think about the people that have chosen to become our fans on Facebook. So I thank every one of them every day.
Yeah, can't beat that at all. Well,
yeah.
Frank, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with your. I look forward to getting my fountain and putting it to use and giving it the once around. That's awesome. And keep us posted on everything and how sales are and any updates and when that heater is available on your site and the whole night, because winter's coming very soon for some
it's
people
right
in
the
country.
Corner.
So that'll be great. And good luck to you with your venture and your small family business. We wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful day, and congratulations on that new baby.
Thank you very much for that. Thank
have a
you.
Great day, and thanks again.
You too. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Buck, 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 All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Great interview with Frank, the founder of the Chicken Fountain. And you can see that online at www.chickenfountain.com. So take a look at it, folks. See if it's something that just might tickle your fancy. If it's something that you think you might be able to utilize with your flock, then, hey, nothing's better than a, you know, made in the USA product from a startup, good old family company. And so we'll hope you'll it's something that you can use to try it out and let him know what you think. Let us know what you think, and we'll probably have him back on before you know it. So we appreciate that. All right, it's time to get back over to Switchboards, talking about good small businesses made in the USA and good family businesses. We've got, let me go ahead and bring her on, the I believe the owner and founder of Treats for Chicken has been around for a few years now. Welcome.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain here. I've had a little, had a little issue here with connectivity, but I've been doing this, this is our fourth year of broadcasting, so when I hear that disconnect sound, I can just whiz back on over here, but I lost your information, so go ahead and tell our audience your name.
Who we are. I'm Dawn Russell, and the owner, founder, chief bottle washer, I'm all of it for Treats for Chickens.
I gotta love it. And how long have y'all been in business?
2009.
Not so, about 3 years now.
Yeah.
3 years. So take us back to that time, kind of like we had Frank do with us, and tell us kind of how did this, like I said, his was basically kind of a necessity. He wasn't happy with what was on the market, and he said, you know what, I'm going to fix this. I'm going to make it better, and now he's got his product out. Tell us kind of, you know, what kind of chickens you had, what made you want to develop these treats for chickens? Were you already in kind of the grain business? Was it something you had already done? Maybe you were fixing it on the side for your own flock and said, hey, I can bag this. I can put it together. This is a great product. My chickens love it. My neighbor's chickens love it. Let's get into business and let's do this. So it's kind of start from the beginning.
You actually just pretty much summed it all up.
That's how a lot of times it starts, you know. Small businesses, hey, you know, I'm doing this already. Maybe I can make it into a small business and then we roll with it. But give us some details.
I would say it was probably 2004, late 2004. Uh-huh. My son decided to take on a 4-H poultry project. And in doing so, we wound up absolutely immersed in chickens. They were everywhere. They started out in a little brooder in the back porch, and then we would move them indoors. And as they grew, we added more to the flock, and we just kept adding and adding and adding, and we're really fascinated with just the fact that they're just so cool. Total personalities. Each one's got their own personality and all the different breeds and feather patterns, and I mean, you can just really actually turn yourself into quite an addict with chickens.
That is pretty true, yep. And, you know, some of these micro coops that are out, we tell folks, they'll see it and they're like, well, I don't need that coop because I've got 40 chickens. And so, but, you know, there are folks that, believe it or not, it's hard to believe. I know for a lot of us chicken addicts that, you know, some people want 3 or 4 chickens. That's all they want. That's all they're ever going to want. And they need a smaller coop for that. And so they're meeting a need with these micro coops that are out there. But you're right. You know, when we have meetings sometimes with the Atlanta Backyard Poultry Meetup Group, I remember about a year ago, we had a bunch of new members at one meeting, and we said, okay, we're going to go around the room, introduce ourselves, tell us how many chickens you started with, how many you have now, and I think it scared some of the new ones. Well, we started with 4, now we've got 24, or we started with 9, and now we have 200, and it was just their eyes would get bigger and bigger as we'd go around the room, and people would share. I think they learned real quick in this meeting that they are and can be very addicting, especially once you buy an incubator, then you can forget it. You can forget it! At that point, you've gone down the road too far once you get that incubator, because there's no turning back at that point, I can, as you know. So
That happened with us, definitely, the incubator. It really sets things in motion, and then before you know it, you just have a lot. And because, you know, whether you've got the little incubators or the ones that can hold, I don't know, like 30 or 40
eggs.
Something.
Yeah,
oh, the big box ones, yeah. Whew, you're in trouble then if you own one of those.
You're in trouble at that point, absolutely. They're still a hot start. Now, at the same time, you're like, oh, my goodness. So, yeah, if you get that far, then there's no turning back at that point. So you started making your own treats for your own chickens. Okay. How
and
did you
– go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say how my question here is, if I was going to assume to start doing this, I'm like, I wouldn't know, you know, I know they like this, I know they like that. How did you come up with kind of the mixtures? I know you got several different, I guess, varieties, it looks like, on your website. How do you come up with, what you think they may like, what kind of the ingredients, how do you come up? My question, being a novice here with producing my own chicken feed or treat, is nutritional value. How do you come up with that kind of stuff?
Research. A lot of research. And I really wanted, what we kept hearing people saying is, like, what else do you feed them? You don't just feed them crumbles or pellets. Mm-hmm. And scratch is got a lot of sugars in it. You know, it's a good treat. But we wanted something that did have, like, the nutrition in it. It had to have nutrition. We wanted it to be natural, to be organic. What you're feeding your chicken is really important for the nutrients that come out in the egg. So it was that full circle and just a lot of research and talking to different people and going to UC Davis and talking to the faculty there, and then also trying to be creative and have it be fun so that little kids, can hold a little handful of treats and the chickens come running over and scurry at it and pick the food out of their hands. And it's, you know, it's all about, it really truly is the health and the happiness for the modern backyard chicken.
Absolutely. Tell us, and I'm going to go to your website as well, what was kind of the original potion, if you will? You know, there was the, you know, real Coke and what, and if you're still selling that mixture and some of the things that you've done as far as being creative with some new treats and mixes.
Our Worms and Harvest Flakes, and that was our first one. And that is, it's all organic, non-GMO flaked grains. And so that one's got... what is it? It's kamut and spelt, rolled oats, flaked wheat, flaked rye, flaked barley.
Worms and Harvest Flakes. I'm looking at it right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And quick cluck. You can just click on it and take a look what it is. Yummy treats for your backyard chickens, natural, entertaining, and healthy. Our Worms and Harvest Flakes are full of nutrient-rich proteins and tasty, fresh grains. And your, it says, let's see, love your flock, and I missed part of that other part. It gets cut off there. Maybe I'm not hitting the right button. $9.99, and it's a 1-pound package. It usually ships in about 24 hours. All orders ship for $6 plus $1.50 a pound max. Free shipping on orders over $175. And then it looks like here there's different sizes. You can get the 13-ounce, the 1-pound, 8-ounce package, or a 3-pound, 5-ounce pail of this particular item, of whichever you want. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead. Looks like you've got some great reviews here. And let me see what else we've got here. We've got the cracked corn, pumpkin seed snacks. How is that selling? A lot of people rave about pumpkin seeds being, you know, kind of a natural dewormer, if you will. And what kind of feedback have you got about with your pumpkin seed snacks?
We get a lot of feedback on our pumpkin seed snacks. In fact, a lot of customers are turning it into a porridge and they're cooking it on the stove.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
This is great. For if y'all are at the website, again, it's www.treatsforchickens.com. And like, I'm at this product regarding the pumpkin seed snacks, and it's got, again, the guaranteed analysis: crude protein, 18.3%; crude fat, crude fiber, moisture, and everything there about it. And it even talks about, how to make the porridge for this, using this particular particular ingredient here. The concoction, yeah.
Yeah, and then we've got Chicken Crack, which is one of our newest products, and that is we're having fun trying to keep it on shelves. We'll put it that way. It's
what?
Chicken Crack.
Okay, you've got. Let me see. Let me get back over here. Oh, there it is. Treats for Chicken, Chicken Crack. And let's see. Let me go ahead and click on that. You can follow us again at treatsforchickens.com. You have a Facebook page as well. Treats for Chickens, if people want to become a fan over there on Facebook. $14.99, it's 2 pounds, it's chicken crack. Let's see what we got here. It is a Drive Your Flock Wild combination of organic grains, organic seeds, dried mealworms. Mealworms. Do they not go crazy for mealworms? No wonder
it's like
chicken crack. and dried river shrimp.
Yeah, they love the shrimp.
It sounds like I could even possibly sprinkle this over a nice salad later this afternoon.
You know what, Andy? If you want to eat those, the river shrimp are so, so stinky. So your program the other day about can chickens, do they have a sense of smell? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's pretty pungent. rather pungent. And if you could handle eating the river shrimp and the worms, lots of protein, very good for you. But
oh, no, this is not for human consumption. These ingredients they are top grade, a little wormy, a little grainy, and surely worth clucking about. Store in a cool, dry location, avoid extreme heat, but there's not for human consumption. Darn it!
I know. The USDA does not want us providing a food product that humans can eat that contains worms and dried river shrimp.
Even though the FDA allows a certain percentage of rat waste and worms and bug butts in our food. They cannot make our food source have zero in it. So from what I understand, they have to allow a certain amount of those nasties in our food because there's no way to absolutely not have it there. But every drug that's been recalled has once been approved by the FDA. Keep that in mind.
Well, and you know what? I have a kind of a funny little quick story, and that is when we brought Mealworm Delight into the market, and the a conversation that I had with a USDA agent was that we could not be providing a product to the public for chickens that contained worms, because worms are not generally recognized as a safe feed product for chickens.
Interesting.
Pause. I mean, kind of. Does that make you tilt your head like a dog when they hear a funny sound? You go, So we've had some fun conversations over that, but it's just
really?
Sort of silly. Oh mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I hope that they don't ever raid my farm, because if they see my chickens eating some worms out back after it rains, I may go to jail.
The worms and the slugs and the spiders and the roly-polies and, yeah.
Now, I noticed you carry the Lick-Sick chicken toy. I saw that the year it was released up at Bradley Caldwell up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, at an event there. It was awesome. Very, very cool. Very, very funny. You've got it for $7.99 here at your website, and you can put your treats into that Lick-Sick chicken toy, and then at that point, you just sit in a lounge chair and the fun begins.
And watch it go. We hang our Lick-Sick chicken toy in the coop. And so then there's a lot of, just pecking, and instead of having it roll around on the ground and stuff. When I actually, the last one that I left on the ground was, the dog picked it up, brought it into the driveway, and I accidentally backed over it with my truck and smashed it like a pancake. So now we keep them hung.
Bad dog.
In the coop.
Bad. He's like, it's a ball. It's for
yeah,
me.
He just wants to play all the time. Yeah.
So yeah, and so the if you're not familiar with that, it's very, very cool, and it's a plastic ball. It's got some holes on the end of it, and when the chickens peck it to actually make it roll around, some treat falls out the ends, and then voila, they've got a treat. So they'll incorporate. If I poke this thing 1,000 times, then I'm getting some good treat out of this thing. So, and then, like I said, you can watch the fun begin. You've got the treats for chickens, the treat ball, which is about the size where you can put a cabbage or a lettuce head in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, watch the fun begin regarding that. And a lot of these folks that you might think, hey, this is fun and a treat, some people say hasn't a proven factor of if you've got chickens that are bored, you can put these things into the flock block that Purina has. Put that in there. Keep them busy. Let's see. What is it? It's the pecker wrecker and all that kind of stuff. There. And then it kind of keeps them busy.
It does keep them busy because they do get bored.
And they definitely get bored. Absolutely, without a doubt. So we've got the chicken crack, which is really, really popular because it's got those mealworms in there. Who doesn't love those? But you do also have one that's just mealworms, Mealworm Delight, which we have here. And I'm looking for that. And
we get a lot of calls into our switchboard from people that want to know, they get that first the hen that's going through her first molt.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who hasn't raised chickens before and experiences that, it's kind of alarming. You've got feathers all over the place. You don't really know what's going on if you're not, like, fully educated on it. And the mealworms are really good because they have the added protein that helps for the feather regrowth.
Perfect. Yeah, lots of great protein. I'm looking at the Mealworm Delight. What would you say, I'm here clicking on the organic snacks that you've got here, and you've got actually quite a few. And this is an option if somebody doesn't want to buy maybe a big, huge bag of scratch or crack corn. Maybe they only give it, like I, only in the wintertime for a couple of months in the evenings to get, you know, the digestive system working so it produces a little body heat. You've got the bag here of the Johnny Cracked Corn. Got to love the name there. What else we got? All kinds of stuff. You got the so you also have the you carry the My Pet Chicken Salad Seed Mix. So you've got that there as well.
And that's really fun, too. That's something that, you can you grow them. Whether you cut off the tops and tie them and hang them for them to pick at and peck at, or if you grow them in a tray and you put them outside and into the coop or wherever the chickens are and you let them absolutely annihilate it, and then you water it up again and you let it grow. That's a really fun one for people.
It's too bad Pat is in the pharmacy today. My co-host are not with us. She normally is, but I noticed that you have here the Henny Penny's Healing Colloidal Silver in an 8-ounce bottle, and she would absolutely love that and love you for that. So are you seeing more and more people use? I mean, people may talk about, oh yeah, because we try to do everything holistic, and we got the apple cider vinegar, and we're using this ointment or that ointment, and try to do everything organic and all natural. But a lot of people, when you say colloidal silver, they may not first ring a bell. So, are you seeing more people be aware of colloidal silver and its uses, either for livestock and for humans? Is that starting to sell better as more people learn about it?
Yeah, and I think the education portion is really important. I think that a lot, at least a lot of our customers are really concerned with having their small children and their pets and themselves around the harsh chemicals of some of the products that are out there on the markets. So, having a non-toxic product, they're really going for that as well.
I see that. Speaking of non-toxic, you've got the ManaPro Poultry Protector, which is, again, from Carefree Enzymes, and I've got some sitting right out here in the sunroom of that stuff, and all natural enzymes to keep away, the mites and lice. We've got the Nesting Box Blend, non-toxic, humane, and eco-friendly blend to ward off creepy crawlies that may be in the coop or nesting box, but also here you've got the Diatomaceous Earth. Just this week, we had some new listeners that were in the chat room, and they were saying, hey, what is DE? And then we talked, what is diatomaceous earth? What is it about? How do you use it? And where can I get that? And they can order it right from you. You've got a 2-pound bag of diatomaceous earth. Okay. Very good. And I'm sure you're probably selling a lot of that because – and my theory – when we talked about it the other day on the radio show, we were like, people either love it or they hate it. There's no in between. They either say, this thing is –
Swear by it. Yeah.
Yeah, they swear by it, or they're just like, no, I've read some reports about this, that, or the other. Or they'll say, hey, show me the proof. We've had our experts on the show kind of sound off on it. They're most of them are impartial regarding that. A lot of them say, well, show me the proof. Show me a study versus just rumor or whatever. But then some of them will love it. And so I've noticed that, traveling around the country, they either love it or they don't. And if they do, they, like you said, they swear by it and they'll add it into their feed. They'll add it into their treat. They'll give their bird. We talked about giving a dust bath to your birds, like a shake and bake type of thing on the show the other day, and how to do that with a trash bag. Yeah.
Shake and bake.
So what we do, we talk about this, we'll get one of those 13-gallon kitchen trash bags with the drawstring. And what we do, wait a minute, and so we open it up and then sprinkle a little diatomaceous earth in there,
right.
set the bird in there, and then kind of pull that drawstring around, kind of not tight, people, but
around
just
the neck.
around the neck, and then we kind of move that bag around, lift it up, and shake the bag a little bit, and do a little shake and bake with the chickens to give them a dust bath of the diatomaceous earth. So, yeah, shake and bake. Exactly. So we talked
about... There's also a really great product out on the market that's called the Pest Pistol. And
okay.
That is, if you go, let me find it, to, I think, let's see, Cleaning Up the Coop. Yeah, yeah, go to Cleaning Up the Coop, the third item there. So you
there.
Fill up, you twist off the red pop, you fill it, the white portion there with diatomaceous earth, you attach the little nozzle, and then you squeeze.
And it just puffs all that out there onto the bird, or up under the ears, or along the, wherever you want it.
Right, and it for some reason it says it's currently unavailable. I will have to check with our inventory because that can't possibly be true.
Maybe I have to click on it to see.
Yeah. It's a great product because it's the Pest Pistol allows you to really get into the nooks and the crannies instead of reaching your hand in and actually physically holding a handful of diatomaceous earth and reaching into your coop and throwing it across the back to try and get into a corner and to get some of the bugs out. It really gives you a direct application.
I just posted the link in the chat room for that, the Pest Pistol hand duster. I have never seen anything quite like that, so I wanted to post it for all of our listeners and fans there. In the and I might have to post that on Facebook, too, because that thing's pretty neat, because we do have a lot of folks that love that DE, and they're always looking at ways to dust their birds. And some people will just put it out in the run. Some will put it in their favorite little dusting hole that they've got, their little dusting bed. Some people will do the shake and bake. But this is seems like a little bit better and non-messy way, you're right, to do that. So that's very, very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's a helpful little tool, definitely.
Never seen one in all my days, so that's cool.
You had mentioned Carefree Enzymes before in the Poultry Protector.
Yeah,
the new Show and Go kit that they've got?
Correct. I've got one right out here as well. Yep.
Do you know the yellow rooster? That's
What's
our
that?
Rooster Wild Bill.
Really? So do you enter the contest?
Yes.
Awesome.
I know. I'm so proud of Wild Bill and his crazy-looking self. So.
Yeah, that was really awesome. That was an awesome contest, a picture of the photo contest, and very, very cool. Awesome. I think there was like five or six birds that they took.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was really, really cool. Now, let's see. We've got the anti-icky poo odor eliminator that we've got here as well. You've got a lot of things other than just treats. We've got, again, the toys. We've got the healthy pet chicken basics. I'm going to click the rooster booster. Actually, I've got to call them this week. They've reached out to me, and I've got to do that today because they've called me twice wanting to talk. So the regarding the rooster booster, so I got to give them a call and see what they're all about. We've got sea kelp, tell us about how one with backyard chickens would use the Kluckin sea kelp.
A Kluckin sea kelp. Sea kelp can be top dressed, just a couple little sprinkles over when you want to start with baby chicks, all the way up to aging hens and older roosters, depending if you are in an area where you can have roosters or not. A really good thing about sea kelp, too, is it's also good in the garden. It can be composted, lots of vitamins and nutrients. But when you add sea kelp regularly, percentage has always drive me crazy, but it's about 1-2% of the regular feed intake of your chickens. So you get strong bone development in baby chicks. It helps, if you're feeding them that, because they get that splay leg. So you've got strong bone development, increased weight gain, reduced blood spots for laying hens, and reduced coccidiosis outbreaks, which is really important. It's got a lot of that iodine in it, the healthy natural iodines. Glossy plumage, it just goes on and on and on. The vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids. What else can I tell you about it?
One more product here we want to definitely tell our listeners about is this tonic. And, of course, anytime you hear the word tonic, you think of the Wild West and somebody pulling into town and their covered wagon. And step right up, folks, for $1, this will cure all your ailments right here. This wonderful tonic. It'll get anything from tobacco out of your white suit to to cure your bellyache. But you've got a tonic here, and it doesn't indulge too much in the secret ingredients. But tell us about, I guess it's a water additive tonic for your chickens,
It's a water additive tonic. Where's my sheet on it? It is organic, biodynamic, unfiltered. The list goes on and on. Organic, biodynamic, unfiltered, raw and unfiltered apple cider vinegar from Gravenstein apples from a local farm here in Sonoma County in California, the Bay Area.
How about that? So it's the real deal. I mean, you can track this all the way back to the exact apples.
Almost. These people are very, very serious about their apple industry. Yeah.
That is really, really cool. Now, can folks, if I remember correctly, and on your Facebook page, I think you had posted about some stores that carry your product, but I guess they can call you to find out if there's a store near them that carry your product, or they can just go right to the website, treatsforchickens.com, and browse through this whole product listing that you have and order directly from you. I guess if they're fortunate enough to maybe have your products in a store near them, then they can save a little bit on the shipping if they drive down the road and pick that up. So, but if they can't, or there's not a store near them, then 877-598-4468 is the toll-free number, 877-598-4468. And again, that's www.treatsforchickens.com. So I think we're 3 years in business. You've got the Facebook page. Look them up, folks. Become a fan. Treats for Chickens there at Facebook and treatsforchickens.com. Lots more than just treats. You've got the treats and organic snacks. You've got the toys and boredom busters. Healthy pet chicken basics, non-toxic bug relief, natural healing solutions, cleaning up the coop. We talked about that awesome thing for the diatomaceous earth.
Pet pistol.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Love it.
And you know what, Andy? People can go to our website and they can look at click on the retailer tab. Try and keep that updated as much as possible. We also have, there's other online stores like My Pet Chicken, Jeffers Pet, Meyer Hatchery, Arcata Pet, to name a few. I'm trying to go there. We ask that people call before they drive to a store because some of the stores don't carry everything. Some just carry the treats. Not everybody carries the sea kelp. They can also order online from us. Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking here, and oh my goodness. I typed in Georgia, and it sent me to the country of Georgia over in near Russia.
What's your zip code?
There we go, 31041. Of course, we moved out of, we're in the middle of nowhere. So let me search there, and I think.
Uh-oh. 31041?
Yeah.
That says nobody.
Yeah,
no
I figured.
Stores.
Our town has 503 people. We just moved 3 hours south of Atlanta last year, so no, I didn't. But I thought there might be one somewhere up in the Atlanta area. Let me type 30022 and see what we get here. Search. If there's anything maybe in the Atlanta area. And then would it pop up here on the map?
It should, and it says nothing. We are working our way across the United States. We kind of did a big jump. We did the West Coast and a bunch on the East Coast, and now we're sort of like closing in the gap. And if anybody wants to have products sold in one of their local stores, if they send us an email and say, hey, we don't want to pay shipping. We want to pick this up direct. Give us the information, and we'll send the sales team out.
Yeah, look at all these chickens out in California. I typed in the only California zip code I know. Even though I don't own a TV, I put 90210.
Oh, is there a lot? Let's see what it does.
And it just popped up with tons and tons of chickens and lots and lots. scroll down, there's so many places in 90210 that carry, and the vicinity that carry your product. So definitely, if you're in California, you're in definite luck. But you're in luck no matter where you live, because you can order it from treatsforchickens.com and get all kinds of great stuff there. So very, very cool. Well, this is cool. Anything else you'd like to add about any, again, any of your products or your website or ordering or anything like that?
We love what we're doing, and we love our customers. We love that people are as pleasantly addicted to chickens as we are, because you cannot just have one.
It's true. Absolutely. Good. And this is a great story because, like I said, both our guests today, again, started pretty much, hey, we have chickens. We love our chickens. We want to do a product. We want good, healthy product, organic product for them. And you're the real deal here. And the kind of living the American dream, having a hobby, doing what you love. And I'm right there in that same boat with you, paddling as fast as I can upstream. And but it's I wouldn't have it any other way, like I'm sure you as well. So
Absolutely.
Is perfect. So treatsforchickens.com and find them on Facebook, folks. And, hey, we thank you very, very much for joining us today. We appreciate it, and good luck. And we hope, again, great, 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 great business ventures in the future for you.
You know what, Andy, can I interrupt you? I just got handed a piece of paper that says CW 10% till the end of August.
Really? That's almost so will that be? Coupon code? Or
that would be a coupon code.
Then they can use that on the website?
On the treatsforchickens.com website, yeah.
Okay, so there'll be a place when they go to check out to put that code.
Yeah.
That'll be
yeah.
Just CW. Is it case sensitive or no?
No.
Nope, so just
no.
CW
10% good till the end of August.
Okay, but they just put in CW and then they'll get the 10% off.
No, they have to put CW 10%.
Oh, the percent sign?
The percent sign, yeah.
Okay.
CW10 and then the percent sign.
Gotcha. I want to make sure I get that right, because we'll put that on Twitter and Facebook later today as well. And all of our listeners, again, because we have tons that listen to the archive, maybe 3 weeks from now, they'll say, oh, I want to listen to that show, or I'll finally get around to listening to that show. So that'll be perfect. So when you order, again, treats, and they could call and place their order and just tell them, hey, I want the Chicken Whisperer discount.
Yeah.
Sure, they can do that, or they can, when they go to the website, again, treatsforchickens.com, 10%, let's see, CW10 and the percent sign, CW10 and the percent sign, and that will get you 10% off your entire order there. So very, very cool. We thank you for that. That's fabulous.
Yeah, excellent.
Very good.
Well, good talking to you, Andy.
You too. Thank you so much for coming on. Good luck to you, and I hope business is booming and will continue to boom. And thank you for sharing all your products with us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back, and we've got a great prize to give away. We're giving away an awesome wire egg basket from Ware Manufacturing to an early bird listener that just happened to be in the chat room early. So if you got the early bird secret password, you're going to have a chance to win this awesome, awesome metal wire egg basket. Holds 2 dozen eggs, and you could be the winner right after this short break.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
Snap Lock Chicken Coops, the American-made, maintenance-free, plastic hen house. With its double wall construction and adjustable ventilation, it's the perfect year-round home for your small flock. It will not fade or rot and is unaffected by rain, sun, heat, cold, or chemicals. The removable litter and nesting trays make cleaning a breeze. Every access point is lockable for maximum predator resistance. Snap-lock chicken coops weigh just 40 pounds and snap together in minutes. So spend more time enjoying your flock and less time building and maintaining your coop. For additional information, please visit snaplockchickencoops.com. Also available at mypetchicken.com, critter-cages.com, and chickensforbackyards.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks. All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I just got a wire that came across that I want to make an announcement here. Just came across the wire. Very, very interesting information here that I'm sure you're going to be aware about. Let me get this here. There we go. Okay. If you didn't already know this, just came across the wire, folks. There are only 138 days, 10 hours, 29 minutes, and 26 seconds until Christmas. Great audience today. We've had a great show, and I've got some prizes I need to give away anyway. So we're going to start off with, we're going to find out who was a good student today, who arrived in class on time before the bell rang. And I've got an awesome wire egg basket, holds 2 dozen eggs, brand spanking new from Ware Manufacturing. And let's take, I'm not sure how many people were here early, have to crack the whip. So we'll take a low number. You got fast fingers? I'm going to go ahead, if you're listening, you're about to get hung up because I'm going to go ahead and clear the switchboard to make it fair for everybody. But I'm going to clear the switchboard. You can call back in. And we'll take caller number 347-637-3237. If you know today's early bird secret password, give us a call right now. 347-637-3237. We've got 50 lines open right now. 347-637-3237. If you know what today's early bird secret password is, you can win this awesome, awesome, awesome prize. And so, yeah, Tater Farm, that's right. If you didn't get the early bird secret password, well, then it sucks for you. Oh, my goodness gracious. In fact, here, let's have some fun here. If you didn't happen to get the early bird secret password today, well, then,
la, 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 la.
There you go. All righty. So caller number three, fast fingers, 347-637-3237. Don't go away if you don't win this prize. I'm going to give another away prize. I think I'm going to give away maybe a hen saver hen apron from Crazy K Farm. We'll do that today. And maybe a couple of gift certificates, too, just to have some fun, just to wrap up the show today, have some fun, give away some Tater Farms. I promise to be on time next time. Oh, my goodness. It's okay. Next time. Be on time. Sometimes we don't have early bird secret passwords, but sometimes we do. So let me get over here to the chat room. And caller number three, fast fingers. We're going to the phone lines right now. Caller number three, area code calling in from area code 214. 214, you're live on the air. State your name. What state you're calling from, please.
Hey, Andy. This is Dave from Texas.
Dave from Texas, East Dallas Dave in the chat room. All right. Tell me, what is today's early bird secret password?
Well, it sounded like you said plow.
I did. It was plow. You're 100% correct. And the reason why that just kind of popped out of my head was because yesterday, y'all remember, longtime listeners, regular listeners remember, probably about 6 weeks ago, well, maybe 2 months ago, because I've been on the road. I was on the road 24 days just last month, spreading the chicken love. But I bought that on Craigslist. Remember, it's like 10:30 at night. I got on Craigslist. I found that awesome Eddie Boy plow wheel, awesome, awesome, back from the 70s, for $40. I was like, are you kidding me? This would be great for the homestead. $40? So I called him at 10:30 that night as soon as I saw it, and he was like, yep, you're the first caller. I'll hold it for you. I was there the next day, and got that thing for $40. Took it directly to my mechanic, my small engine mechanic. Didn't need much. He pulled it, first crank it started. How cool was that? $40. And anyway, I had him do a few things, replace this wire, put a new carb kit on it, things like that, rebuild the carb. Needed this, that, or the other to make it, you know, a new pull yank string there. So brought it home yesterday, and it's working like a charm. I can't wait to use it this fall when we put in our fall garden, the beginning of next month. So plow was in my brain, and that was today's early bird secret password. So East Dallas Dave in Texas, you have won this awesome, awesome coated metal wire egg basket, holds 24 eggs from our good friends at Ware Manufacturing. You know the drill. You're a longtime listener. Send me an email to claim your prize, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. In the subject line, put egg basket. And then I'll need your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Type it all out there in the email. Name, shipping address, phone number, and email. I'll forward that over to Heather at Ware Manufacturing, and they'll get that egg basket out to you, I'm sure, as soon as possible. So congratulations. All righty. All right. East Dallas Dave, congratulations. Yeah, Tater Farm, I don't know if you're familiar. It was a great find. I mean, they made these back in the 70s, and they don't even really make them anymore. And it's called an Eddie, an Edco, because the number, I think the company is Edco, E-D-K-O, Edco company, made in USA. They don't make any more, and it's called a power wheel. And it basically is a power plow. Instead of having to hold this plow behind a mule like the old days, and I've got a tractor, but I've got a cultivator, but I don't have a plow on the back. So this thing was awesome. And I have an acre garden, which is pretty big. But then they have these plows you can buy for about $100 now, $125 at the hardware store. It's just this metal plow you do by hand, kind of like the old ones you do by hand, old wooden plow with the big, you know, kind of metal wheel in the front. Okay, same thing now, $120, and you still good old manpower just to plow that long, long row off before you plant. And I saw this thing and I was like, man, for $40 to have something like that made in America, good quality that'll last me a lifetime, whether I die tomorrow or 40 years from today, this thing's going to last a lifetime. It's built good. It's built solid. It's got one big mud grip tire right in the center. It kind of looks like a tiller, but it's got one tire right in the center. Pretty big size mud grip tire. It's got two big handles, almost like you're driving a motorcycle. Okay, you walk behind it. Nice wide handles. It's got a throttle for one thumb and then a grip where you can grip to actually engage it. And then in front of the tire, it's got a little rod that comes down. You have different attachments. I got about 6 or 7 attachments I can put on it based on the width of the line or row I want to make for whatever seeds I'm planting. And basically I just squeeze that handle and it takes off and I'm plowing down the row. So $40, can't beat it, man. I saw one on eBay. In fact, it said not running, $375. And you know, every now and then you come across some deals like that, you're like, hey, I was at the right place at the right time. This thing's going to be very helpful when we put in our fall garden this September. So I'm really anxious to use it. Running like a top. Oh, yeah. So hopefully it'll be good for many years to come here on the Old Homestead. Alrighty, like I said, I'm going to give a couple more prizes away. Again, waving to everybody in the chat room here that are listening live and all those that can't access the chat room because your work won't let you. We're sorry about that, but we thank you for listening live anyway. All right, let's give away another prize here. Let's give away a Hen Saver hen apron. You can go to hensaver.com to take a look what we're talking about, and that's Toby. I'm trying to get her on the radio show. She just stays so busy. She's also, again, kind of made in America, kind of backyard business. It's grown like crazy, has tons of products. She's got the birdie bra for the chickens. She's got a new product coming out called, I think it's the Bumblefoot booty or something for the when chickens get Bumblefoot. She's got the Hen Saver hen apron. Awesome stuff. She sold over 10,000 hen aprons, the Hen Saver. So hensaver.com, you can check them out. And how cool is that? And yeah, so Toby is really cool. Tater Farm follows her on Facebook. Yeah, hard working gal. Let me tell you, oh my gosh, hard working. And so we're glad she's been a sponsor for a couple of years now, and we appreciate her. So a Hen Saver hen apron. No tricky chicken trivia. No avian bowl questions. No movie trivia like we sometimes do. We're just going to take a random call in. Let's have fun so nobody can get mad at me. Let's have Tater Farm in the chat room since you're the last person I see there has mentioned something. Tater Farm, pick a number. We'll just keep it easy between 1 and 12. Pick a number between 1 and 12, and that's the caller that we're going to go to. You can go ahead and start calling, folks. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. And as soon as lucky number 7, Tater Farm says lucky number 7. And Tater Farm, you're eligible to win too. If you want to call in and try to win, I'm not going to hold that against you because I had you pick the caller. No problem. Oh, by the way, we gave away an awesome chicken coop 2 weeks ago. We give away more chicken coops than anybody on the planet, more chicken prizes than anybody on the planet, thanks to our sponsors. We gave away an awesome chicken coop valued at $450 plus shipping from Snaplock Chicken Coops.com. That was just past Friday, and I'm not procrastinating because I'm working on it, trying to get a chicken coop giveaway here for August. It may run into September as well, just to be fair to our sponsor. But we've got basically mypetchicken.com has another chicken coop for it. That means we've given away 3 chicken coops in 3 months. In the last 3 months. Before then, it was about every other month we'd give away a chicken coop. How cool is that? But the last 3 months, every single month. We're giving away another one here August. It may roll over in September, to be fair, to get them a good 30 days of publicity for their site and for them donating this awesome chicken coop that's valued at about $500. And you'll have a choice between 3 or 4 of their coops that they have there at mypetchicken.com. So who doesn't want a free chicken coop? How cool is that? A lady from New Jersey won a couple of weeks ago. Awesome chicken coop. So that's very cool. So, hey, lucky caller number 7, according to Tater Farm, win this awesome Hen Saver hen apron from Crazy K Farm, hensaver.com, 347-637-3237. Let me get over here and get to the phone lines right now. Lucky caller number 7. You're live on the air with the Chicken Whisperer. Caller calling in from area code 337. State your name. Tell us what state you're calling from, please.
It's me.
It's you.
Hey, this is Carolyn Bardash.
I'm sorry. Let me turn my volume up here. And it said Carolyn from where? What state?
Carolyn Bardash gave me a shout-out earlier to
Frank. Oh, I did. How about that for Frank? I don't know if Frank's still listening or not, but awesome. Very, very cool. Hey, you never know who's going to win here. Awesome. So, yeah, you're the lucky number, caller 7, which means you've won that Hen Saver hen apron from Crazy K Farm and hensaver.com. So what I need you to do is to claim your prize. You got to do this. Just, you got to work for it now. You got to send me an email, okay? chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, okay? Send me an email, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, okay? In the subject line, if you will put Hen Saver or Hen Apron, then I'll know that prize that you've won, and then your name, shipping address, phone number, and email. Specifically for this prize, Toby may contact you and ask you if you need one sized for a bantam or a large fowl, if you want the pink one for breast awareness, if you want the camouflage, or if you want the denim, or they got all kinds of patterns. So that's why your email and phone number is important specifically for this one. So in the subject line, Hen Saver and Hen Apron, and the name, shipping address, phone number, and email. And the email itself, email that over to me, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Congratulations. All righty, very, very cool. Hey, let's give another one away. That's always fun. I always love giving prizes away. Let me think what we want to do. Let's do some, speaking of giving away coops and my pet chicken, let's give away some chunky chicken caviar. How about that? That sounds fun. Chunky chicken caviar. It is a little treat for some chickens. It's an exclusive there at My Pet Chicken. Chunky chicken caviar. How about that? And let's see who's in the chat room now. Hey, last one I see there, Dragon Flyer. Why don't you pick out the winning caller now? Anywhere between numbers 1 and 12. 1 and 12, caller number 12. Posted. We're about on a 20-second delay from live from the time you hear us. Unless you're listening by the phone, then it's live. But Dragon Flyer. Go ahead and put in there the winning caller, somewhere a number between 1 and 12. And number 4, there you go, have it. Number 4, caller number 4, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. We've got some chunky chicken caviar for you. All righty, so just give us a call right now, 347-637-3237. Yeah, quick fingers, fast fingers. Got to have fast fingers for that one. Everybody's putting their area codes up in the chat room like I have any control over that. Okay, maybe I want Linda to win, so I'm going to choose 615. No, doesn't work like that. Linda, you got to be caller number 4 if you're going to win. And so 347-637-3237. We're going to the phone lines right now. That was fast. Caller number 4, you're live on the air with the Chicken Whisperer calling in from area code 707. State your name. Tell us what state you're calling from.
Sarah Luters from California.
Woo! Woo, California. All right, Sarah, thank you very much. Congratulations. You have one lucky number, caller 4, and you have one you've won some awesome chunky chicken caviar from California. All righty, very good. And that's coming all across the country from Connecticut from My Pet Chicken, My Pet Chicken. So very, very good. Congratulations. And cool. Oh, remember, you got to, Linda says her fingers were too fast today. I'm going to give one more prize away. How about that? We'll give Linda and, let's see, Granny Kathy, Sarah just won. We've got Pure Surplus there. We've got the Fam Farm. We've got a lot of folks in the chat room. I'm going to give you one more chance. How about that? One more prize? Okay, let me think what I've got in the prize basket. Oh, by the way, Sarah, if you'll send me that email to claim your prize, in the subject line of the email, put chunky chicken caviar. Okay, chunky chicken caviar in the subject line. And then I need your name, your shipping address, your phone number, and your email in the email itself. And I'll forward that over to Derek and Tracy at mypetchicken.com. How cool is that? Dragonflyer says she's got the number programmed into her phone. So all she has to do is hit speed dial. And then you'll probably hear, busy. Sorry, busy. Oh, man, when we give coops away, I'm telling you what, all 50 lines are utilized. It's crazy sometimes when we do coops, and then people are calling, hanging up, calling again, getting a busy signal, calling. It'll ring, and they don't feel, I don't feel lucky. I've got to call back. They'll call back and get a busy signal, and then they'll finally get through again. It's so funny. So, all right, let's see. Let's see. Let's have the Fam Farm. The Fam Farm. Let's have you pick the winning caller coming up next. In fact, I'm going to clear the switchboard here in just a second. Let me see what prize we're going to give away. Let me see. Let me look at the calendar here. Nope, that'll be tomorrow's prize. So let's see. Let's give away, how about this, a $15 gift certificate. A $15 gift certificate to, it can be your choice. Okay, I'll give it your choice here. A $15 gift certificate to Brency.com. Great, great folks. Or a $15 gift certificate to, I'll give you three choices. How about that? A $15 gift certificate to Brency.com if you're in the market for incubator or candler or something like that. Brency.com, $15 gift certificate. Or a $15 gift certificate to Stromberg's Chickens.com. Stromberg'sChickens.com. You have a $15 gift certificate there to use. Or let's say a $15 gift certificate to Critter-Cages.com. Critter-Cages.com. Your choice. Doesn't matter to me. So if you're listening live, I apologize. You're about to get hung up on. For fairness, I'm going to go ahead and hang up on everybody here and clear the switchboard, and then we're going to see a Fam Farm in there. Put in the Fam Farm. No, you can't pick a caller. You can't pick area code. Pick a caller. Did she say number 8? No, this time instead of caller number 8, I pick area code 903. Can't do that now. Pick a caller. Pick a caller. Pick a caller. Come on, Fam Farm. Don't have all day. Post it in the chat room. 20-second delay, so you will in a minute. Winning caller, winning caller, winning caller number 1 through 12, 1 through 12, 1 through 12. And, she's still in there, right? I think she is. The Fam Farm. Yeah, she's there. Maybe she's calling in to listen. Did she call in to listen? I just hung up on her. Oh, that's too funny. Okay, then what we'll do is if Fam Farm doesn't want to pick a number, then I will pick a number, and I'll hang up on everybody else again. We'll take caller number... Oh, she said 11. Okay, call number 11 right now. I just hung up on you, so call back. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. $15 gift certificate to your choice, Brency.com, Critter-Cages.com, or Stromberg'sChickens.com. Your choice, $15. That's like money in the bank. $15 gift certificate to your choice. So we'll see what people pick there when they call in. And you don't have, call number 11. 347-637-3237. Give us a call right now. After this, we'll probably wrap up the show. Don't forget, folks, tomorrow, Thursday, awesome, awesome show. Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, will be here talking about speedy compost. Okay, how to speed up the process of composting, but still get good natural nutrients out of our compost when we add it back to our garden, our flower bed, our yard, whatever. Speedy compost. And how to speed up the process. That'll be tomorrow. Great show coming up this Friday. Poultry scientist Dr. McRae, a couple of her poultry science students, poultry majors, will be joining us. They'll be sharing their knowledge about some topics they learned at a big poultry conference at the University of Georgia, as well as, she said, we might be able to talk them into sharing some of their research on a couple of topics. So that'll be coming up this Friday. But I tell you, if you can listen every day, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you'll have a great time. Your day will go by faster. Your week will go by faster as well. And you might just win some great chicken prizes, including an awesome chicken coop right here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. All righty, let's see. Call number 11. Let's run down here. Call number 11. Oh, hang on just a second. Click the wrong button. Everybody in the chat room is going crazy. Pick me, pick me, pick me, pick me. Okay, let me get back over the switchboard. Enough playing around. Now it only shows up. Okay, there we go. Okay, caller number, I think she said 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. Caller calling in from area code. Well, let me do this first. This is always fun. This is always fun. If you happen to be calling in, let me tell you who caller number 10 was. So you're like, oh, darn, I was caller number 10. I was only one away. We always do this occasionally just to yank your chain a little bit. Caller number 10 was area code 251. 251. Sorry, you were caller number 10. Oh, so close, but yet so far. And caller number 12 was area code 903. 903, you were caller number 12. Just a little bit late, but the winning caller is from area code 252. 252, you're on the air. State your name. Tell us what state you're calling from, please.
Yeah, this is Amber, Pure Surplus, and I'm in North Carolina.
Amber in North Carolina. Awesome, awesome. They're saying shame on me for doing that. We started doing that a long time ago. It was so funny. We don't do it all the time, but we just like to yank their chain a little bit. Oh, no, caller number 9. Oh, so close, but yet so far. So caller number 11. Hey, congratulations. So here's the million-dollar question, and it's your choice. You can get $15 gift certificate from either StrombergsChickens.com, Brency.com, or Critter-Cages.com. What is your choice?
I am a sucker for Strombergs.
Okay, awesome. A sucker for Strombergs. That sounds fine with me. So what you need to do to claim your prize is just give me an email, chickenwhisperer at chickenwhisperer.com. They're cracking me up in the chat room. Pam Farm was calling number 12. Oh, that sucks for you. So close. Send me an email from North Carolina, chickenwhisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. Chickenwhisperer at chickenwhisperer.net. In the subject line, if you'll put Strombergs, and then in the email, if you'll put your name, shipping address, phone number, and email, just like the other winners, name, shipping address, phone number, and email, we'll get you that $15. And it's, I think it's got an expiration date of 30 days after the after you receive it. 30 days it has to be used. So all kinds of great stuff at Strombergs, as you know, it sounds like. They've got books. They've got waterers and feeders, all kinds of great stuff. And chickens. You can apply it to baby chicks if you want to. Apply it towards your order of 25 or 100 or 200 or whatever. It can be used for anything they carry. Okay, Linda's saying one more. Okay, here we go. Can you influence the big CW here to do one more contest? Let me hear you in the chat room. If I can get a big one more from everybody in the chat room, post it in the chat room. Then let me see it. Let me see it. One more. I'm out of time. Okay, it's going to have to be real quick. Real quick. We've only got 3 minutes. So let me clear the switchboard right now. And we'll take, I'm just going to say caller number one. Caller number one. Super fast fingers. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Caller number one. We've got exactly 2 minutes and 56 seconds left, so the lady says in my little ear. So caller number one, right now, fast, super fast fingers, 347-637-3237. We're going to caller number one right now. They will get to choose between the other two that the last young lady from North Carolina didn't choose. So let's go to caller number one right now, calling in from area code 763. You're caller number one. State your name. Tell us where you're calling from, please.
Paul from Northern Minnesota.
Paul from northern Minnesota, you were caller number one. You've got super fast fingers. Now, you've got your choice here. Let me know. You've got the $15 gift certificate to Brentsy.com or to Critter-Cages.com. And I'll throw one more in there, our SolarNightEyes.com. They've got some neat products, predator-proof products you may be familiar with, but $15 gift certificate to your choice to either one of those three. Which do you choose, my friend?
Brentsy.
Brentsy, good call. You're going to get you one of them nice incubators or maybe one of those eco glows for the brooder to keep chicks warm or maybe one of those really cool candlers that they've got. All righty, this is what I got you to do. You got to send me an email and 347-637. No, that's not my – that's my phone number. Email chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net. Man, we're having some fun. Almost out of time too. Send me an email. From northern Minnesota there, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. If I don't get an email from you winners, then you won't get your prize. Guarantee it. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And then put if you'll put Brentsy coupon in the subject line, and I'll get that to Pascal down at Brentsy, and she'll get you that coupon, $15 off any purchase there at Brentsy.com. And we appreciate you for playing. What a great show. What a fun show today. Hope you can tune in tomorrow with Richard Frudenberger, publisher of Back Home Magazine, Speedy Compost. And then we've got a great show also coming to you from, you know, I'd normally end with my theme song, but since we're having so much fun today, and since I had that wire come across, and next thing you know, what, 150-something days till Christmas, I think maybe we'll end you with a nice, another lovely Christmas carol. So enjoy. Hope you can tune in tomorrow. Have a great day, folks. Bye.